Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. First of all, I would like to thank everyone who came out to the Haunted Trail Saturday. It was a great night and the kids had a ball. We didn't have a whole lot of scares, but they sure had fun and a lot of laughs as we had over 250 people go through the trail. Also, a big thank you to the Kiwanis and all the people that helped with Halloween on the square. That was estimated to between 400 and 500 people up on the square. I know one group said they served 8 gallons of chili. Everything was free. The kids could trunk or treat. They had inflatables, bounce houses, lots of costume judging, pumpkin decorating. So it was a great time. So the Halloween celebrations have just about come to an end, except trick-or-treating will be on October 31st from 5 until 8 p.m. So the McLeansboro trick-or-treat hours are Thursday, October 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. On November 1st, the Chamber of Commerce will hold their annual trivia contest. It will be held at the Elks in McLeansboro. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a wing bar and sides. Play starts at 7. $20 will pay for your seat at your table and dinner. And then there will be a bar where you can drop by drinks, or there will be drinks available with dinner, tea, and lemonade. So come on out, join the Chamber Trivia. I believe right now there are 9 teams, but we can take up to 13 teams. Register for the first annual chili cook-off to benefit for the Elk Scholarship Fund. It starts at 3 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd, at the McLeansboro Elks Lodge. Hot cash prize for the best chili. Bring prepared chili, judging based on texture, flavor, heat, and color. Guests can sample chili on entries for $1 each. Hot dogs will also be sold. If you're interested in finding out more information, contact the McLeansboro Elks. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce is planning their annual dinner for November 16th at the Piopolis Church basement. This will be the traditional fried chicken, dressing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, a delicious meal. They will also have Sweet Evelina pork chops with that meal as well. There will be a grant given out this year, a new business grant for $1,000 to a business. There will be the Business of the Year will be recognized, and the Ted Satterfield will be recognized. Currently, there are openings available for people to nominate someone for the Business of the Year or nominate someone for the Ted Satterfield. That nomination process closes on November 6th. And once again, the annual dinner will be November 16th. If you are a chamber member, all chamber members will receive 2 complimentary tickets, and then more can be purchased for $25 each. Plans are underway for the Christmas on the Square. This is presented by the Hamilton County Rotary. It will begin on December 6th with Christmas trivia. Test your Christmas knowledge as you compete against others to be crowned the trivia champs. This is a great way to kick off the holiday season. There will be games and prizes and a silent auction. It will be held on Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 6 p.m. and play begins at 7. Teams of up to 8 people, a meal will be included with your registration. If you do not have a team, just show up and we'll make sure to get you on one. Then December 7th, we'll kick off with lots of activities. There will be breakfast with Santa at Fox Meadows from 8 a.m. until 10, which will be pancakes and sausage. Then, and a chance for youth to visit with Santa, and each youth will get a free gift. Then the vendor fair will take place at the old high school gym from 9 until 2 p.m. The ladies auxiliary from the Eagles will be serving lunch. There will be over 30 vendors available, and the 4-H will be selling their famous homemade candy. Then there will be a Santa's workshop from 3 to 5 in the courthouse lobby. All youth can go and select 2 free gifts to give to their parents. There will also be an open house and a book and story hour at the library. I believe that is at 2 o'clock. Then there will be a parade. The parade will be at 5 p.m. This week's theme is Light Up the Season. So come on out, get an entry in the parade. Following the game, the 4-H will have games in the basement. The HCE will offer hot chocolate and cookies in the basement. And there will be a chance to get pictures with Santa in the basement also. This is all following the parade. So once again, another big day in McLeansboro. Bring all the kids out for a great time. Save the date for the Country Music Writers Round, November 18th at 7 p.m. at Rubenacker Farm Shop. Get ready to rock out for a good cause. Join us for an unforgettable night of live music, fun, and community spirit as we raise funds to support organizations throughout the community. Together, we can make a difference through the power of music. If you'd like more information, follow us on Rockin' for a Cause, Inc. for updates, sneak peeks, and behind the scenes. This is Paula Hatfield reporting for 4-H Extension and other community news.